Now, it's anticipated a major section of the Ennis Public Realm Regeneration Project could be completed up to a month ahead of schedule. It comes as Clare County Council and contractor Shareridge Limited have reached an agreement to carry out an additional work shift from 7pm until 3am from Monday to Thursday for the next 5 weeks in order to expedite developments on High Street. The High Street phase of the €11.5 million project is currently scheduled for completion by July and has, along with O'Connell Street, been closed to vehicular traffic since January, prompting the retailers of Ennis Group to call for a reduction in commercial rates for impacted businesses. Clare FM's Dara Dolan has been speaking with Ennis Municipal District Senior Engineer Sean Lennon to find out what effect this night shift could have for local business and residents. But first, he spoke with Clare Castle Fianna Fáil Councillor Tom O'Callaghan, who lobbied for the measure.
Well, I suppose really my always concern is on the existing businesses, and you know, while I welcome, you know, the new look when it is done the realm, my concern is the survival of these businesses, because we have to remember, when your footfall stops, effectively your turnover drops. And I always think of that they have to have income in their tills to pay their bills, insurance, their lights. So it is a big problem, but we need to look at what can we do. Now, it's well known and highlighted that I've asked to look at the rates, to give them a break while these works are going on, which I think, by the way, is a common sense approach. But the other side of this is, it's been said now that that has to be a ministerial directive. Well, if that's the case, again, I reiterate, Oireachtas members need to talk to the minister concerned to ensure that's put in play. But what we have to do right now, and there's no doubt about it, is to speed up the works. And that is the reason why I made such a strong representation. And I'm very grateful now, to be fair, to Sean Lennon and his team, that he has taken that on board. He has listened to the retailers, and now they have brought in this extra shift, which I believe, by the numbers talking, we could reduce the time frame between 4 to 5 weeks. To me, well, look, that's a step in the right direction, and hopefully we can get back to footfall and try and get income back into all those businesses. Because, look, the works are ongoing, there is scaffolding, there are workmen, people just tend to stay away. They obviously go down to Limerick City, as we well know, they go to Galway. In fact, I believe, as far as, you know, Lisa Casey has done well, because people simply don't want to travel into town. So we have to really be conscious of the stress the business are going through. Now, I welcome this decision, delighted that its approach, I believe, again, in the right direction. But you know what? We need to collectively look at the overall plan going forward. My main concern is we protect the existing infrastructure of our town and of all those business. So look, it's another step again in the right direction. But again, I would say this, you know, when these businesses' income is down, jobs are a threat, and to me that has to be a number one priority.
Of course, the argument of the Ennis Municipal District and the council will be that these works will lead to an economic boost for Ennis when they're finished. It'll enhance the landscape and the look of the town, as has been done in other towns throughout the country. But in the meantime, what are you hearing from those businesses?
Well, first of all, it's nice to have a nice looking pavement, but we need to have boots on that pave. And to do that, you need to have extra car parking. We're coming back to the same case. In all my years of retail, when I looked at a business location, first of all, you had to look at a location. Then you had to look at the product range, what the customer wanted. And more importantly, to have parking so they can have access. And that has to be our number one priority in the next year ahead. But again, to reiterate, I welcome the news, delighted the extra shift is on, and let's get this job done.
Sean Lennon, a senior engineer of the Ennis Municipal District. There's been a lot of criticism from traders and from councillors lately about the roadworks in the county town right now that are going on due to the public groundworks. We have the news now that the contractor operating on High Street will be taking on a night shift from 7pm to 3am to try and expedite these works. What sort of a speed up are we looking at here?
Yeah, thanks, Dara. Yeah, sure. Look, I've said it before, the council is mindful of the impact that these works are having on the business community and indeed the residents of the town as well. Thankfully, there aren't any, or there aren't many residents in that particular stretch. So we were, I think, able to introduce later working, I suppose. I've heard many people saying, why isn't it done, you know, every night? Why isn't it, you know, try to finish up the works quicker? And but it's not as simple as that. Obviously, with nighttime working, you know, it'll bring extra noise into the ambient background. It'll lighting, because you have to do the work safely. You will have to light up the area. And, you know, then at nighttime, noise becomes exacerbated, you know, so reversing beacons, consoles, jackhammers, etc. We're going to have to try and work with the contractor to ensure, you know, that some of those type of work can be minimised or maybe even eliminated from certain hours, you know. But look, we've listened to the business community. Lots of people have asked can we try and expedite the works in that particular section? And that's what we're doing. So for the next 5 weeks, we have agreed with Shoreditch at a cost whereby they will work that later shift, and hopefully we'll get out of that particular section much quicker.
We had heard from Clare County Council before, Sean, that some sections of Ennis would remain closed, some sections of the road around Ennis Town Centre would remain closed even when works weren't going on, to avoid public confusion about what street is open and what street is closed. But can you confirm that High Street will reopen now once works are completed to vehicular traffic?
Yeah, well, all of the works have been timed or have been phased, if you like, you know, or planned, you know, to work in a way that you can keep as much of the town open and you have access to all the areas that are impacted. Like, there's no point in partial opening, so maybe there may be some preliminary works done in certain areas, but we do have to come back again and do the paving or whatever they're after. So I think people will have seen in more recent weeks, we're lowering the Harris fencing, you know, in certain sections as the works become done. So I suppose our focus is really on getting the town open and back up and running in terms of traffic accessibility and so on as quickly as we can, you know. So we have a phasing plan. We've publicised that plan. It's on our website, I should say, if people want to look at it again. So we have, in so far as we can, crystal ball it. We have identified when areas will be closed and when areas will be reopened. And then obviously we're continually working with the town engineers and with the contractor to ensure that we can get certain sections open as quickly as we possibly can.
Obviously, roadworks are a point of any major infrastructure development anywhere in the country, but naturally, roadworks cause frustration to motorists, shoppers alike. I'm sure you've been hearing those concerns. One text that we received resonated with us quite a bit was one listener claimed that they reached the Maidavearn roundabout and it took them 25 minutes to get to Francis Street in the town. I know traffic can vary on a daily basis, but and you're getting the feedback. Are you looking at that, continuing to monitor the situation actively and discussing maybe, well, how can we change things?
Well, I've said it many times, Dara, you just simply can't do major civil engineering works without causing, you know, disruption. It's true, there just simply is, as you know, usually regrettable, but simply unavoidable. And you mentioned there, you know, getting from Maidavearn over to Francis Street. I would suspect that's more to do with the school traffic. It depends on the time, of course, but if you're going from Maidavearn over to Francis Street, you're hitting the Gael Cláiste, the community college, the Brothers, the CBS, etc. So I suspect it's more to do if it was at a drop-off or pick-up time, because there aren't any works there bar coming up through the town, you know, and obviously you can't turn into Francis Street neither. So I suspect that's more to do with the timing that person was coming in at and school traffic. You know, we're always mindful of the impact that any of our works would have on the travelling public, as it were. And we always try and work, and that's why you need a road opening licence. Contractors would come in regularly looking to open a road, you know, maybe to put in a service crossing or something, and we have to be mindful of, okay, are there other works in the area, you know, is there maybe a school or a factory or a shop or something there that will be negatively impacted by that, and all of those things are considered when a road opening licence is being given, you know. So we don't do this type of thing without, you know, consideration on everybody else, but as I say, it is unavoidable to do the works that we're trying to do at the moment.
So there you go. In that audio, you heard the Clare Council Fianna Fáil councillor Tom O'Callaghan and Ennis Municipal District Senior Engineer Sean Lennon speaking with Clare FM's Darragh Dolan. And let's see what traders make of this move, this night shift work. Joining me now in studio is Barry O'Driscoll from Precious Pets here in Ennis. Barry, a very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning.
Thanks very much for coming in. What's your view on the works that have been going on so far, and how have the works on High Street up to now impacted local businesses, including your own?
Well, it's had a huge effect on us all, because, you know, it's a 12th century town with narrow streets, and if you close off one street, it affects footfall, and footfall, you know, as Mr. O'Callaghan said, you know, affects turnover. And I do accept you can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs, but this has been some serious disruption. We haven't had just one street closed off. We've had several streets closed off. We've had High Street and O'Connor Street. And, of course, it's going to affect business. I've heard, I mean, talking to traders, I heard one shop there, quite a big shop, brought in 200 euros in one solid day. I mean, that's hardly enough to cover the ESB bill. I heard another small shop in one day, nobody went in to their shop. No, zero sales that particular day. Our sales be kind of average, but we've now, just in the last week, had some serious roadworks outside our shop, and that's had an effect on our business because looks like we've lost 4 permanent car parking spaces. And when this project is finished, it will be harder to park outside our shop. And in my shop, and Keith, my neighbour, is in O'Connor Street of Edge, a lot of our stuff is bulky and you need vehicular access.
So you have to be able to pull up outside.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
So losing 4 spaces, you feel will, even when this work is completed, be a big negative effect for your own business going forward?
Yeah, I do. Because, look, our population is expanding. And I remember many years ago talking to Oliver Moylan, and he told me they did some research at that time in the 1990s, and each car parking space was worth... I can't remember the exact figure, and Oliver's no longer with us, you were talking tens of thousands of euros every car parking space is worth in turnover to businesses in the town. And I accept, this 12th century town has to be modernised.
Yeah, you appreciate what they're trying to do with these works and what they want Ennis to look like once it's completed.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Absolutely. But I worry about O'Connor Street. It's our main thoroughfare. Ennis is the 13th largest population centre in Ireland. And it's been dug up more times than a vegetable field. In the year 2000, traders were told that time that that's it, we're going to do one big dig, went on for a year and a half. We were told that's it for another 100 years. And since 2000, I think it's been dug up 2 or 3 times since.
The council and Sheridge, they've assured that efforts to minimise noise and disturbance during the renovation period, that they will do their best in that point of view to minimise the noise and disturbance. From your point of view, how effective do you think the measures have been in mitigating disruptions for local businesses? Aside from, as you say, the effect on business, has it, you know, the ambience, the sonically, has it been noisy? Has it been off-putting or distracting, or have they their efforts been effective?
Yeah, well, no, it has been noisy, but it has been noisy. Now, you're not going to cut stone and dig up things with heavy machinery without making noise. But it's going on so long. And it appears to me there's no work happening on Fridays, or you know, take a half day on a Friday. No work happening on a Saturday, although we do absolutely welcome this nighttime work. That will definitely help.
And surely the businesses would appreciate that there's no work maybe on a Friday or Saturday, because I would imagine they're 2 of the busier days for businesses of the week, and to not have that noise going on, albeit, you know, all the visuals of the work are still there, but at least there isn't the work ongoing.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just that if the place is fenced off, and there's no access, well, you know, we would hope that if it's fenced off, you might as well go ahead and get the work done and get the job finished and get back to trading. Because, you know, there's some businesses we worry that won't be there when this work is over.
Well, with that in mind then, Barry, do you welcome the move to include night shifts, Mondays to Thursdays, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, because they want to expedite the work? And it's hope that the work will finish, it'll be completed a month ahead of schedule.
Yes, we do. Every business welcomes this nighttime work. And we hope it does get ahead of schedule. But there's been a lot of disruption. And there will continue to be disruption for the next couple of months. And we just want it done as quick as possible.
We've been talking about businesses. Are there residential units there? Are there apartments or flats that the people live in? And how do you think, you know, have you heard anything from them in terms of how they feel about the works, and how would they feel about these night shifts?
Yes, I heard about that. Yes, there is quite a few people living in town. Although I was told, though, you know, years ago, there was a lot more people living in town. Well, I'm told at the moment they're putting down paving. So that is relatively quiet work. If the digging has been done, and we'd hope that it could be done without much disruption to residents.
Okay. Overall, do you think that even though you're losing out on the car parking spaces once the work is completed, that how the town will look once it is completed may entice more people in, that you may not may be able to fully recover the lost business from those lost car parking spaces, but that it may be offset somewhat by bringing in extra people because the town will be more welcoming. It'll look visually more appealing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I've seen the paving stones. You've seen them yourself. They look nice and when it's done, and it will draw more people in. We just hope, though, we'll still be here to greet these new tourists when they come here. You know, all things are related, and we want this thing done as soon as possible. It will be nice, but we just hope we'll all be here to enjoy it.
Do you think businesses should be compensated in some way for being somewhat discommoded to varying degrees during the period of the works, be it either, you know, compensation or reduced rates or whatever it might be?
Yes, well, remember myself and John O'Connor were here in January. We called for a rate reduction because this year we actually had a rate hike this year, and you know, timing was very unfortunate. In the middle of some serious roadworks and disruption, to have a rate hike with a loss of business, you know, is really bad timing. And so I think a rate reduction would definitely help businesses survive.
Okay, we do have to leave it there, but Barry, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your thoughts on that. That's Barry O'Driscoll there from Precious Pets.